Hello, testing 1-2, 1-2. How are y'all?
Well, I think it's, I can tell you right now, Mr. Andrew, I think it's three. It all depends on what you want to do, you know. It all depends on how you want to do it, because it all depends on how you want to do it. I mean, I've been a member of the skating team. I roller skated. Yes, sir. I've done roller skating. I've done ice skating. Yes, sir. I'm calling in because I want to make something clear.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I roller skated professionally in the 1990s. There was a disco roller skating team. They wanted to bring back the disco roller skating craze, and I was very good. And I would do side to side, and I did what's called the monkey paw. I did.
Now, what is the monkey paw?
It's hard to explain. It's kind of like where you dip down and go up and dip down. That's called a monkey paw, and a lot of different things that I done did, and all of that was called a monkey paw. Now, the other thing I did. I wonder if I can do this. I don't know. I'm going to try something, Mr. Henry.
And I did do that, called a monkey paw. But I was also a part of it.
Anyway, getting back to the monkey paw. You'd go up and down, side to side, all around the town.
I did roller skating exhibitions. Anyway, I have a next-door neighbor I've mentioned. I know Mr. Roy Hutchins, right? Yes, sir. Mr. Hutchins has been a longtime friend of mine. Long time. Mr. Hutch has been a long time friend of mine for many, many a day. And so that's why it came as a shock to me that testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Yeah, I always felt it.
Is it the gain?
I always felt it was important for me to understand.
All right, so you had this relationship.
And I skated I did roller skating, and one of the things I think kids would enjoy is you can wear masks. We have roller skating, and...
I think that'd be fun, yeah. Now, why did you think of this, Jay?
My name isn't Jay.
I mean, I'm sorry, Steve. Why did you think of this?
Well, I got to thinking. As I said, I used to do roller skating. I used to roller skate. I don't know. Maybe it's...
It's kind of... I don't want to say it's gay or anything. No, don't use that word anymore, okay, man? We're trying to get away from the use of that goddamn word. But
I'm just saying. I tried to... And, I was looking here at the Golden State Killer, and don't you think that that's...
All right, let me see here, man. Hello, welcome to our show. Welcome to our pre-show. I got Steve Ozell I'm trying out here.
Yes, sir, I did a roller skate act from town to town. From time to time, I did it. And we'd get hired for parties. We did exhibitions out here at the... in those days, I was still living in Knoxville. We did exhibitions in the 90s. My wife and I did... We were the Bozell twins.
Were you and your wife?
Yeah, we weren't twins, but we dressed in the similar suits. We had red suits with... They were, you know, tight and showed off... What you want to do, and so...
You say it showed off... Oh, you mean the body?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, man?
Well, you said your wife's wearing it.
Well, my wife's got...
Your wife is very gorgeous.
Yes, sir, I know. And,
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Mr. Henry.
Get off the phone, I need it.
That's your wife, the woman that Mr. Henry claims is gorgeous. Yes, it is.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on, Phil, I'm talking to Steve.
Yeah, yes, it is. And I don't know what you mean about her sounding manly.
We heard it. If that's your wife, she sounds exactly like a man.
Honey, the Mr. Henry show, never mind, she walked out. Every time I start talking to her.
And she's like a knock, she's dropped, I'm telling you, she's drock. She's a drop, she's a knockout, and she's drop dead gorgeous, so that's, yeah, she's drock.
Yeah, that's the cross between Drop Dead and Knockout Drock. So,
would you say your wife is Drock? Yeah, would you say your wife's Drock?
I'd say she's Yeah, I'd say she's Drock. Fucking fine, man. I said, who are you talking to? Come on, Bozo, get off the phone. I gotta use it. I gotta use the phone. That's my wife. And so, Roy Hutchins and I was out back, and I was doing some of my old moves. What I did is I cleared off a space on. We have a very large patio. We got a very small. We have a little swimming pool. Okay, big deal. And
you finally got the pool put in.
Yes, we did. We got the pool put in two summers ago. It's a nice little pool. You know, it's a 3-footer. You know, it's called a volleyball pool. So, I don't know.
Dude, you're talking about 3 feet, man. You can't really dive to the bottom and stuff. Who cares, man? People don't do that stuff anymore.
Nobody does that. People want a nice, relaxing pool you can volleyball in and everything. So,
although I like a nice, deep pool. Yeah, smile when you say that. So I've heard.
God, Mr. Henry.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound very, family friendly. So, anyway.
What do you mean? Because he said he likes a nice, deep pool? Ashley didn't do shit yesterday. I was going to get on the phone with Jackie, and she was tired. She was clearing out her house with her son. And then they were marathon watching F is for Family, which I thought was kind of fun, interesting of them to do. And then, so I fucking said, fuck this shit. I went to bed, man, about 9 o'clock. But I don't think I really went to sleep till 1, because I'm laying in bed. I'm looking and reading shit. You know how it is. Let's see. We never did get that gun, that John Beaver logo over, man. What is that thing? Eastern Conference qualifying round, Game 7, 2013. Bergeron Heroics. This is between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. The Eastern Conference qualifying round. The game is at the Boston Garden. Yes. And now the home team is wearing the dark jerseys. So these playoffs that they... this is what the Major League Baseball ought to be doing. This is what fucking... they just show the games, man. You know, I love it. Is MLB showing any fucking games? You know, the classic games? I love this shit. Come on, bitch. Let's go, huh? There you go. Baseball, there you are. Here at 2004. There you go. Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees. Game 7. 16 years ago, when I was married and living in a gigantic house and, you know, had gigantic bills. Paul Holes continues, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3. All right, so what we have here now is the Margaret Gray, Chef Carl Chedilia, and then we have Mavis Leonard and Jay Santos, right? Yeah, Mavis Leonard and Jay Santos. Now, I think everybody wants to see a Mavis Leonard, Margaret Gray knockdown, don't you think? Or
I don't know, Phil. I don't want to comment. I think there's an interracial dynamic to that I don't like. But it is the bar fight, and I'm good at it. I'm real good.
Well, all right. We'll see. The hell is this? Byron body count. Oh, you know what they've got? Capone. With Tom Hardy. I hear it sucks, though. I saw the IMDb rating on it. It was fetid, man. It was not good, dude. So this is the 2004. Is this Red Sox complete historic comeback? October 20th, 2004. They're still in the LCS. Wow, that was a long... They didn't get out of the fucking World Series till when? November? Here they are, Yankee Stadium. Who's at the plate? Watch MLB Central on your device. What? Midnight. This is a late game. How many innings is this fucking thing? Bottom of the ninth. 1-0. Boston leading the New York Yankees 10-3. Bottom of the ninth, 2-0. What are you kidding? Is this game 7? This is game 7. The Yankees think they're going to come back with 7 runs in the... This is it. Final out. Here it is. They win. This is the LCS, so they're going to the World Series, and this is the year they won, right? It was the first time that they'd won since 1919. Who'd they play, the Cubs? 2004? I don't even remember, man. Now I'm going to find out. Now I'm going to look it up. 2004 World Series. Why is everything so goddamn, that font is so small? What happened, man? How did I change this? Something has happened. Something has gone terribly wrong. No, I'm just kidding. Well, actually, no, I'm not, but Boston over St. Louis, 4 games straight. Ouch. Ooh. David Ortiz is the MVP. Oh, the World Series MVP was Manny Ramirez. 4-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. God damn. Ouch. How many times those two teams? They played in the late 60s. Remember the Cardinals and the Red Sox? And the... The Cardinals beat the Red Sox, right? Am I right? Yeah, they did. The Red Sox hadn't won since 1919. Hello. Pedro Martinez. Kurt Schilling. What is that? Hello?
Yes. Yeah, we're getting a signal here, so I just have to be very careful, Mr. Henry.
I understand. Oh, my God. If that's the phone, because that doesn't usually make that noise. Always. My location's always on with B of A, and why did they fucking... Why did they goddamn send a goddamn security thing to me? Because I'd been in Miami, and I came back to L.A. As soon as I try to use my fucking card at LAX, I'm getting all kinds of shit from these bitches. Who's this, Gene Yockey? Oh, Jackie Autry. Honorary league president. There's Kenny Albert looking very nervous and weird. Kenny Albert's a great announcer, but Christ, does he look bad on TV, doesn't he? He looks unsure of himself, doesn't look like he knows how to work the camera. He looks like he's cross-eyed. I mean, with all due respect, it's a great announcing family. Al Albert, Marv Albert, Kenny Albert. Kenny Albert's great on football, baseball, everything. But he's got this look on his face every time he's on camera like he doesn't know where he's supposed to be looking. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be an asshole about it, but he's talking to Tom Werner as the chairman of the fucking Boston Red Sox. And he's also looking back at what he's supposed to be doing. By the way, I met Tom Werner when I did an episode of The Conners. And he was very nice. He said, like your show, all that good shit. When I tried to compliment him about the Liverpool football club, he didn't want to talk about any of that shit. Excuse me. Who the fuck is this guy? This is the American League Championship Series, okay? This is not the World fucking Series. No, they're pouring beer over top of this dude. They are dumping two big bottles of fucking beer on this guy. Theo Epstein, Senior Vice President and General Manager. Red Sox and Yankees, man. Don't get much more intense than that. So what we're going to do here is... Oh, my God. The whole idea of Jay Santos used to do roller skating. It's Jay Santos. Wait a minute. What happened to... Mavis beat Bobby. Yeah. God, I always thought it was going to be Bobby versus Margaret. Now it's Mavis. Testing 1, 2, 3. Where's YouTube, bitch? Two guys sliding into the same bag. Three guys slid into the same bag. All three guys have got to be out, shouldn't they? What? This is roller skating music? I don't think so, dude. Where's that real old roller skating music? You know, they used to have like...
Now, yeah, you can see me gliding along here, and I'm taking it out. I'm going to do the twist. And this is kind of just, I'm gliding out here. This is a tape I'm playing here. This is what we tore it up.
You and April?
Yeah, April and I tore it up on that particular competition. Wait a minute, man.
And Roy Hutch. And
Roy Hutchins came out and immediately started. And Roy Hutchins came out and started saying things like, you know, started calling me Roller Derby King and shit, you know. And as soon as he saw I had the skates, he started. Testing 1-2.
It's already been 31 minutes with this fucking pre-show. Are you kidding me, man, right? Tell me that you're kidding. 31 minutes I've already done of pre-show? Holy fucking Christ. All right. What I'm trying to find is the Strauss Waltz.
I think it'd be a lot of fun and everything.
Testing 1-2. All right, man. Let's do this. There's Dennis Farina and the dude that played the cop in, the other guy that played the other cop in Midnight Run, was it? With Robert De Niro and Charles, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Charles Gordon, was that it? And that's goddamn Jason Robards is in this fucking, what's the name of this goddamn movie? And the guy from, I gotta find the name of this flick, man. It's driving me nuts now. Little Big League, 94. God, no wonder all these guys are still alive. Jason Robards is still with us. When did he do Magnolia? Christ, that was a great movie. All right, Henry, let's get your shit together. Quit dawdling. Steve Bozell is with us. Steve's Test 1, 2, 3.
You know where I'm here at the school right now. If we want to do a demonstration of, I used to roller skate.
Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, so we got that going on, man. Right, right. Groovy, 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 tubby, groovy, groovy, grooboo.